Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this
mother. What's up, everybody? Welcome to yet another edition of On The Table. Not only with Tebby, but...
with DJ Black Velvet, Komoto, your baby for the day. Why is it today, guys? Give out a ho. Give out a ho, new man.
This one.
Okay.
With all that said, guys, there's the one and only, the holy one from Revestry, Church Girl.
Yes. And of course, we don't roll alone. We always have the ghost lady. How are you doing today?
I am great, guys.
How wild
to
is...
see you all packed. Hey, you.
Yes. So, I know a lot of people have been asking, where's who? This is the official team. This has been the official team, right? So this is On The Table, and this is how On The Table will look like from here on. So if you have anything that you want us to talk about, anything that you want us to discuss, we are ready and steady, ready to discuss it. Right, ladies?
Yes. Ready, set, go.
I'm not sure if we'll be sober in doing it, but trust me, we'll definitely do it, okay?
It's locked down. You cannot be,
we'll
sober.
Be sober.
You have to be sober.
Yes, Nina. Hey. But anyways, let's get into it. Today's topic is also really, really awesome. Most of us, two of us, are makotis in this situation.
Who?
So we're going to be two of the ladies here.
Oh.
Ghost Lady as well as Nolu. Bachati.
And she wears glasses. I don't know.
So what we're going to do, we're going to be talking about ukotiza, whether we believe in it, whether we see it relevant in 2021, considering we're young, wild, free, popping and shit.
Yep.
Do you think that this is a custom that we should continue to follow? Do you see that it is necessary? Has it helped in any way or sort or shape or form? That's what we're discussing today. I'm putting it on the table. Boom.
Yes,
drops the mic.
Hey, as I sip my tea.
Who are guys? Nah, and dizzy. I could go to Zeni because look at me.
Where, Nana?
I am dizzy. So I want to understand then, how have you come this far?
Yes.
Kalogo babes, ne?
Kipiti lelo?
Umia noa. Yima wena. You trapped in the mic.
You trapped you.
Aslan serious, man.
Can we be serious? What's his name? Free bunny.
Free range. Chicken.
No, the thing is, does he want to be freed?
Oh.
Are we talking about the same thing? You're lost.
Okay. Apple babes, because does the man want to be freed?
Okay, all right. Let's go back to the subject then.
Yeah, because I...
Let's go back to it. Help us, baby girl.
I'm not guys, and this is because one, it's too much. And number two, don't guys. I'm lazy.
Ukotiza.
You're lazy generally.
Okay, let me put a bit of structure here. Because the thing about ukotiza, right? Yes, we can be lazy with our people. And yes, we can sit here and say, okay, personally, I'm a feminist, right? For those who don't know, now you know. Defeminist, okay? Thanks. Bye. But also,
thanks, bye.
There's a little bit of me that takes that away when I'm with my man. I'm that person who will serve you in a tray. I'm that person who will
cater. As long as you bring in that bag.
Buzan
move that check then.
No, but you see, that's my thing. You guys think being a feminist means I will not do this, I will not do this. It's the freedom to choose. For me, that's what feminism means to me.
I agree with you.
It's the freedom to choose. And yes, we want equality, and we demand, not demand, but we require equality when it comes to when we speak about feminism.
Yeah.
But also, it's the ability and the liberty to choose. So that for me is the liberty to choose. So one of my love languages is serving my person. Mm. But serving my person doesn't mean that I will be forced to do it.
Yeah,
if you force me to do it, if it's a must to do it, if I feel a bit of misogyny in the mix of things. But excuse that little bit of a
just
sound.
Flew off.
So that's my thing. Buena sound, guys.
My bae will sort it out.
So with that being said, I'm that person. I will wash because I love to wash for you. Those are my acts of service, and that's how I show love. But that doesn't necessarily.
But
I mean, I will take it off.
Balls. What's the difference?
I will take it off. There's a huge difference. There's a little bit of independence that I require for you to have.
I'm saying you've been eating them balls. So what's the difference with washing the underwear? Because you're washing it with your mouth anyway.
Yeah, and I get that. But what I'm saying... Okay, back to the subject at hand. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. That is my love language, right? Mm-hmm. And once again, and I get a lot of feminists who can take that away from me, but that is my opinion. And that's how I regard myself, right? Mm-hmm. And you cannot take that away from me.
Speaking on that point.
With that, how do we... So, yes, you can sit here and say, when I'm with my man, Stele Fletin, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Stele Complex, this is what we do.
Yeah.
But when you go to his home, it's a different conversation.
A different,
there's a certain amount of PR, aka, you know, public relations that you need to do so that you don't embarrass your person, number one, and you don't embarrass yourself. Because they don't know what you do at home. Now it's the two of you. You now need to be together. I mean, it's not the two of you now. Now
it's
you are
with the rest
you're within the family. Yeah. There's other extended families. How do you work that out? There's a little bit of a gotiza that comes into it.
No, definitely. Speaking on that point, wait, let me take my shades.
Please, because now stress.
The topic is serious. Do you know why people have a problem with Kotiza?
Another cup.
There's verse in the Bible, church girl.
Yes.
That speaks about being submissive.
Not the Bible.
Right?
Yeah.
And we take being submissive as not having a voice.
Yes.
We take being submissive as a form of punishment and as a form of, some sort of slavery that you would go through. Mm. Well, granted, some families do actually put... Oh my God! Through slavery, that like it really happened.
Which we'll talk about that on what constitutes as slavery and what would constitute as
my God duties.
Do you know what I mean?
General work.
Whatever that means. Yeah.
So that's why most people have a problem with my God duties. Mm. Personally, I don't have an issue with my God duties because at home I wash the dishes, I do the washing, I do the basic stuff that girls are brought up to do, which is basically it's running a household, right? But now I have
which we assume is only meant for women to run this household.
Yes,
this is once again an assumption. Okay,
yes,
we are there. Cool.
So we are brought up in that way, therefore we function in that way. And also the notion, there's a word I'm looking for, the perception that we have that a makoti duty needs to be hard labor. And it's not necessarily hard labor. Exactly. Unfortunately for me, I've never had to go through hard labor. Like, for me, hard labor is washing the dishes.
Thank
it's hard.
You.
That's where I'm trying to chill.
Thank you.
I'm trying to chill by the dishes.
But
so
you've been
I
making
chill
the dishes.
By the 3 foot.
You
I'm
need to
happy
help
to
with
make
the contribution
the
of. Okay.
I'm happy to make the dishes. I'm happy to cook for
like
you. I can stand all day making the dishes, but I don't want
to wash
the
dishes,
guys. But that's hard labor for me, right? Mm. But then for the next person, it's soothing. It's, it takes you to places that other people have never been. I don't know what those are, but anyway.
Mm.
But the point is, maybe we need to get away from thinking of the word of being submissive as not having a voice, as not being able to say, no, I do not agree with this. But it's also about a certain level of respect that is shown to your man and to your man's family to say, I recognize that he is now seen as indoda. Mm. Because, men in the African culture go through ukwaluka. I don't know what it's called in.
Ukwaluka ki inka spedi.
What is it? Yes.
Oki
komeng.
Yeah, you see. So our men go through komeng.
Mm.
And from there, they come out different people being no longer a boy, but indoda. Mm. So there's a certain caliber and there's a certain level of respect that comes with that.
Mm.
And then you take it a little further up and he's not just a man now, he's a man with a wife.
Whoa.
Hence then the serving on a tray would come. Because listen to this, at home I don't serve my man on a tray. Because he'd be like, girl, what you doing?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he would look at me sideways.
No, my man would be like, and then it's Ray.
For me.
Can I add on something?
Sure.
Before you get in, Khomotso. For instance, you know, when like you went to the Bible verse and just explaining, elaborating on the scripture, and it's saying, talking about submission.
Yeah.
And further, it also says, you know, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. You find a helper.
Hallelujah. Right?
So already that a helper is someone to assist you.
Yeah.
So whatever that you're doing, she's there to assist
yes.
you.
Yes.
Nothing is imposed on her to... Like it's hence sometimes with African culture, because of this patriarchy and putting down women and so forth. But you're finding a lot of families that are more open and more accommodative to the makotis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's now what you're gifted in. If you're good at you're good at cooking the gravy, no problem. Do the gravy.
Make the gravy.
You know?
Yes.
So those days are over where it's like makoti is, the family is sitting down
and you're doing everything. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, those days are totally over.
Yeah.
It's more like there is assistance even from, expected from the man's family, whether even if you're good, wherever you are, it's like, what are you gifted in? What do you know that you are good in? All right.
And then you do that. Continue with that.
Good at that. Oh, you're good at washing. No problem.
You're good at sleeping.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's where I want us to concentrate on, right? I don't want to concentrate on what you do for your person when you are together.
Yeah.
I want us to concentrate on what you do, can't do, would like to do, or do already when you are with your partner. Kohabo.
Ne? Also, though, can the men speak up for us? Ne? Because umyenam would know, kuti, guys, my wife, akanohla mamadonga, guys. Mm. Watch the walls.
See, that's my thing, though. I bring it back. My man is falling.
There's a step there, guys. There's a step.
Could I be falling for you?
He's falling for you, baby.
He's falling for Teppy.
Okay.
But yes.
All right, baby.
You and Mesh.
I am Mesh, right?
I'm Chekura. Right now.
Okay. You have lost my train of thought because I'm almost died.
I was saying, can men speak for us? Because we cannot be washing amadonga.
But what if we wash amadonga is what you...
Okay. Exactly.
No.
So that's what
there's a difference
this.
Where it's something that I do.
Voluntary.
Voluntarily, yes. But then it's different when I'm forced to wash amadonga.
So
guys,
what I'm trying to say is, this is where we're going. I said PR. Mm. And PR doesn't necessarily mean... It's what you do every day. It's public relations. You're making sure things get done. Mm. And when you are at your man's house, example,
and you appear a certain way.
And not even appear a certain way, but you know that things need to be done. Mm. And that means, example, runa kasipedi, right? Runale, you have unali makoti, right? And only language.
Eh, raw language.
You need to make sure that things get done. Take it upon yourself. You know, there are some things you won't be told, but there are things you can see need to be done.
Okay, so when I see things need to be done, I can bring in auntie.
I'm that girl to get the things done
because she does that. Okay. Is me? That fair? Or is that also on me? Guti, no, we want you to wash the walls.
Can I come in, guys?
Who is it that we expect?
Can I come in, guys?
Come in.
Me, I feel like, to your point, ukukotizane, guys, it's... more of not necessarily what you do, but it's more of a relationship that you're trying to build with the family.
True.
And coming with ukotiza, it's not just about cleaning the house.
Yes.
It's also about being considerate of, like she was saying, you need to take it upon yourself for other things to be done.
Yes.
So kunomngwabo, and we are born ukuthi khabo bake une two plate. You can't be stressing khabo bake ukuthi bayofuna amakeke. You can bake kokwenu or you can buy amakeke. Ngitsa wakhona ama already baked that people did. So you take things upon yourself. You know, kunomncwabo, you ask. Mina ngulomuntu obuzayo ngoba bomamazala bayakwata. You take it upon yourself to wash their windows and then atlo yangiphaphela
ubaletha
wash amafestere wam.
Okay.
You ask.
Now that you mentioned that, let's bring it back. You and I are going to keep quiet because I cannot record this. I'm going to ask the two ladies who have. Mm. And I'm asking in the sense of
asifuni speculations.
We need experience, and also we need understanding. And we also need, we don't want to come from a point of ignorance.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm now asking, at which point firstly did you guys kotiza, and at which point did you feel like you are overstepping umamazala?
Mm.
So you see, the part that you mentioned, I understand and I agree with that. There are some things you need to sit down, example, if there's a funeral or kona umcimbi, you need to sit down with umother-in-law or whoever it is that's in charge of this particular household, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to say to them, what is it that we can do? How do we allocate ama duties ama to whoever, duties. Whoever, mm-hmm. so that you don't overstep? Because utlaro oreka di kuku wena no.
Hey,
Kanti, you don't know that for 20 years Tepi has been buying the kuku in this family.
So when now you don't want to
offer. Yeah. So you think wena uyazi. So how do we get to that point? And when did you know you were overstepping, if you did at all? Kibuta boma koti.
So for me, ne, I've never personally overstepped. So I'm speculating a bit, but also a little bit on my experience. My in-laws are very, I would say, westernized in the sense that we speak about everything. And two, my mother-in-law loves to host, like, and she's a great host. So because I've been watching her from a distance, for me it's been an advantage that I would then go to her and say, Mama, so you're having people over tonight. What would you like me to do? So I've never overstepped, but to an extent I have felt like, maybe I feel like she could sit down, man. I'm here to relieve her. That's me.
Are you really there to relieve her, or are you there to assist her?
You know, in some instances, it depends on what it is. Like my mother-in-law
because,
is very sorry
because I ask, you know that song, Mangwane tlu matswale rather tluhela di pizza tse
awubimbi
mongwatso na kiyo akisi.
No, I don't know it. I'm closer like that.
Okay, so basically it says mother-in-law in direct translation.
Yes.
Mangwane matswale rather. Which is mother-in-law, leave those pots. The owner of the pots has now
He's
arrived.
Coming. She's Bing now Nolu. Here. Bing Nolu. They usually sing the song when you step into the
event, even.
I don't want to be the owner. But, you know, I do
I get you.
I don't want to be the owner of the pots in any way.
Except
but
your
I
house.
Do no, besides that, like Mqimbini generally, but I do feel like she could let go of some things and I can do them for her. Not because she can't do them. But I would like to assist, like you said.
I know Nota is going to have something to say about this in the comments. Begala.
Kima Nota.
What?
You can.
Who's Nota?
If you listen to the live comments, you would know who Ntlamulo Baloyi is. Listen, guys, me, I'm saying, Nota, you can say what you want about women that are not married, whatever, chongapa, nanditi. Engibatholeba kezi zicha mabaqhubeke. Engibatholeba aina mabaqhubeke. Engibatholeba pheka mabaqhubeke. Mina ngizofika ngisize la ngisiza khona. Sizobalansana la ngizela ngizoba slave somuntu.
That's true.
And that's not the reason I'm not married, by the way.
No, that's the ideal, but it doesn't always happen like that.
That's
but in the modern way. But not for all of us. For example, like I said earlier on, I don't like washing dishes, but I wash dishes at my in-laws. And not because I'm told to wash dishes, but because I feel like I also
EPR,
can't be
seen. Yes, important. EPR. Public you know? Relations
then
is important.
Then I get up and wash the
Ghosty,
dishes.
Ghosty, your experience of this, I mean, it's quite, is it any different or is it one of the same?
No, it is similar. And I think when you ask the question about like overstepping and when do you know, and sometimes we come to conclusions because of what culture is treating.
Yes. Culture
like,
is a lot.
Kind of like guided us to believing.
Yeah.
I remember when earlier in my marriage, I used to automatically, if I'm going to my in-laws, I don't wear pants.
Yeah.
Like, this was just like...
Is that what they had told you? Because
no,
I could have
more
about
exactly.
Okay.
That had never happened.
Okay.
But sometimes you just become, because you're so fearful, you're so scared, you think, okay, let me do this, let me put in a duke, but let me not put in, like, am I just tired and still leave some hair,
my
out,
hair out,
trying to accommodate. Until afterwards, I think a year or two, I was like, you know what? In fact, let me just do the worst. Rather I have someone tell me and say, hey,
whoa,
take it down, stop. And then it's like that never happened.
You.
So it's sometimes you put this pressure upon yourself.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, this is what I have to do. You prepare. And it's like you prepare yourself for the worst. When
for
people are
worst.
Like, we are chilled. Who cares?
People,
exactly.
People in marriage, when you get married, a lot of the times, people are not changing themselves for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
So why should you go into a marriage and trying to change yourself? If wait for them to tell you,
no.
I
disagree.
I don't.
No, Khomoto.
I wear pants. Listen, guys, as much as sharp inkomo as gafigi ekaya, but I know inkomo zizofiki ekaya. Kapo pay.
Yes,
because umama zala wam and ngiyam claima unomsa. Listen here. Me na no nomsa siyahlala sibhekelele moja love. We have a good relationship.
cutter into seven little
pieces.
No, listen. Journaling.
What if you know Msa Umita and Umas no Munyu Bay? Msa does the same thing for the other.
Let me tell you. Let me
what Nomsa does with the other bay, it's none of my business.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
I'm here for my mountain.
Who has been in a, who has a, you know, in-laws, etc. And things. Yeah. When I say in-laws, I mean we've accepted in-laws before in our household.
Me too, guys. Remember.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Example. What Ghosty is saying.
I say that again. You've accepted in-laws.
What I mean is my brothers and my sisters have.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still a free willy.
I have
Mesh, unless you
want to
change that.
Mesh is not having it.
So listen.
Smash and pass.
So what I'm trying to say is what Ghosty is saying sounds a little bit dangerous for me.
Okay. What?
In what sense?
The part where she says, I did the worst so that somebody can tell me.
But the
And I'll tell you, hold on.
Wait, let her finish.
And I'll tell you why I say that. Because we got to a point where, not we, hey, before my family watches this and things, I'm talking about them. I'm not talking about you. Right. I'm talking in general. Right. I'm talking in general at the point where, example, say we are a family that doesn't know how to come to you and say, hey, Chomi, skitiso is a little too short. Or, hey, mo. So maybe go high, go tembisa. You can wear pants.
Mm.
But when we go motong wa perikis, when we go to Tef, when we go to Seychelles, when we go to wherever, you cannot wear that.
Yeah.
But we don't know how to tell you because you've been living a risky life for so long. So we don't know when to come to the party to say to you, maybe
here's
today is not
but
the
you
ideal
tell your son.
I
was one. Yo, but you can tell your son.
Going
he tells.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a tip I was once given.
Okay.
And I was given this tip by my dad, right? When I said to him, I think this guy wants to marry me. Ne? Mm. Then he was like, then he Saba needs to well. Be... yeah, it's a job, don't worry.
But anyway.
He said to me, then this guy would need to sort of like eavesdrop in conversations and watch how things are done at his home. So that he can come and tell you how things are done. That's how you would know those things that you wouldn't otherwise know, and that people wouldn't have ismindi, but the liver to come and say to Mamela Ghosty, we don't wear isiqephezana.
And also, I find it a bit problematic for them. This is hypothetical speaking.
Okay.
Hore, they will not be able to tell you, Hore, listen, Tepi. I get it when Baleala Koma Habaluna. They even in the tents when they accept gifts, they say, we accept you as a daughter. A lot of the time, that's what they say. So if I'm your daughter and you're honestly accepting me as your daughter,
correct me like a daughter.
I agree with you. Because here, let me tell you, at the end of the day, we can say we accept
it's
you as
lie.
Our daughter, but you are not our daughter.
Yeah.
It's let me a tell lie. You free, and free. You will never be
and
their daughter.
And how can you go in? Fact is, umakoti wako hai. So in the very same way, you cannot treat my grandmother the same way. Mamela,
kikupa interjecta afterwards.
So that's what I'm saying. And I say this because that's why we've accepted many people in our families. And of course, I mean, there are ones where my brother-in-law, example. I've known my brother-in-law since I was 6. But what I'm trying to say to you, Hore, and yes, I see him as my brother. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, asa buduaga.
True.
And you need to remember that.
Then
I see it's not my blood. So the very same way I treat my blood brother won't unfortunately be the same way I treat my brother. And whatever it is, be it a human thing, be it a subconscious thing, fact is, that is what it is. So you always need to be mindful.
Then why do you take it to... No, guys. No. Then why do you guys go as far as... Because
that's culture and that's necessary.
But you're saying you're introducing me to your ancestors.
Yes.
You're bringing me into your family. Yes, by blood, I'm not mwanako henu.
Exactly.
But then...
Take it as that. Take it as that.
So then lenyala baloying, guys. Yeah. No.
Why? No, mamela mdase. mamela khumutso. No matter how you can try to dissect and explain and understand, it will never be like that.
So you're basically telling me that when I get married into that particular family, ne?
Yes.
And they would say all types of things, go ten ting, and try to impress me and my family and exchange gifts and whatever. At the end of the day, I'm never going to be their daughter.
Correct.
Yes. So you're speaking in terms of blood.
Or you're speaking in terms
of... Lamela, you will never be their daughter.
kuphela.
That's it.
Niyahleka kumnandi. You are akonjalo.
Yo guys,
because she can do the very same thing to somebody else.
Mudimu wa Israel.
Like take with the very same take energy. Uguyalwa with a pinch of, salt.
So stomelana manga kahle kahle.
No, I ain't go manga. They don't love you. Necessary. No, they, here's the it's thing. They do love you and they do accept you into the family. But you must remember, Uguti, they don't know you from birth.
And plus, you'll never be treated the same.
Exactly.
You were raised in different families. I'm
going. They don't know you from birth. You're raised in different families. You have a different character and how you do things and how different you sort ideologies. Things out. All of that, right? And now they need to get to know Ukhumutso from the beginning. And most of the time, you guys will clash.
So this would explain why makushoniwe kuba neinkulumo.
100%. Because that's where everything comes to.
No, I mean as a makoti.
No, no, not even as a makoti. Let's be honest. And I think that's where people have to reel it back. Is that at the end of the day, you also, kini, your family, your own family. There you have your
that's
own
the
issues.
GM, guys. Can we say hi to the GM? Sorry, sorry.
Hi. Bye! Hi.
Where are you going, Seth? Oh, he's going to his room with his dog, Sophie. Bye, Sophie!
Where's Sophie?
Hi, there's Sophie.
Sophie is the client relations officer. Come, Sophie.
Yes,
that. Okay, we go on. Yes.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Like, I think where we have to reel it back is understanding that even in your own family, there's issues.
Yes.
Sometimes you get crowded with the idea that, oh my God, yeah, the in-laws. Now ekini. You've got families, you've got jealousy going on. You've got people talking behind their
back.
You probably even yourself, you know, your own sister, your own brother. So don't act like, let's be honest.
It's going to seem like it's exaggerated because it's coming from
the other side.
Yes. So it's exactly
it's
the same
thing
that
you
guys
are
doing in your
so
family.
So you have to always like...
I get it, guys. I get it now.
You always have to like...
This is not a problem.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
Answer so we can hear him. Put him on loudspeaker. What does he say?
I want to hear what he's saying.
You're taking too long, eh? He's going to hang up.
He has. I'll call him back.
But
yeah, so you need to manage your expectations. What they're telling you is not lies.
Okay, MacGyver.
You're on loudspeaker before you say anything.
Hi, MacGyver. We're busy recording. Hey. What are you saying? Say hi to the ladies.
Hey, what up, ladies?
Linda, Barmi.
What up, winner?
Kezo. Where's my A-lister? Champion, where are you, champion?
Hey, my champion. We win. Oh, when it comes to the snook, which is the fish.
We don't know how they won.
We still don't understand. We're still dissecting how that win was. Like, we're still, we're using ARV. Wait, what is it? ARV, what is it?
ARV.
VAR.
Shab, we'll call you later. Bye.
All right, we go on.
Khumutso needs to manage her expectations. That's the lesson she's getting out of here.
Yeah.
Manage your expectations.
All families have issues.
All families have issues. You will be expected to perform certain duties that other people will not do.
That are for you
as a makoti.
Yes, and
is there a timeline to being a makoti, or are you forever a makoti from?
I get
you
know, that's what that's one
that's
thing
a
that
relevant
I
question.
Recently, I was like, you know what? I've been married for 8 years. I'm so makoti anymore.
No, there is. So let me tell you from my sister who's been married for over 14 years. For over 18 years. And yeah, this is not for everyone. I mean, culturally, this kind of changes, you know. But I mean, when we talk about a culture for Rona, which is Basotho Bapedi, it is quite different, right? For my sister, she's still very much a makoti, you know.
18 years later.
Yes, because I don't know where you're trying to draw the line, and this is two kids later, and you know. So and I'm saying this because, example, I'm not now putting my sister in it. I'm putting myself. Say I'm married now to someone who is a Mopedi or someone who is a Mosotho, right? Mm. So I'll get to a point where I'm saying to, I will bring my friends. Example, if Gushoniwe, you know, ngileta banganbam, ngileta nonke,
yeah,
podcast, ngiti lalela, ngileta ngilalisa pants, ngiti nina. To make sure that you take care of things and things are done.
Yes.
Right? So you are what I would call my extended help.
Okay. Yes.
Nolu, I'm saying to you, Nolu, kikupa chomi udule ko di janing the whole time because I need to make sure okay you hate
so is this the makoti managing
this is me managing
is you or makoti
it's makoti
must assign me to I can handle the key Kisa storage.
Ah. Yeah, mara kiri Kisa storage. Ah. How do you look at Kenya's product? Yeah, basically kiri Kisa storage. Basically, we're not auto drilling. Mangwa ni smang mang.
Stock taking.
No, you're going to do papa. You know, or you're going to
give me the pap. Give me the pap.
At least the rest is wrong. Or you're going to do.
Turn in busy. Yeah.
Or you're going to do. Or you're going to do a jalaba suit. You know. But point is, I delegate my people at a certain time in the marriage. So, example, if I get married right now at 1 year, or not even 1 year, at 1 month, who the fuck do I think I am to delegate?
Hey.
Who the fuck do I think I am to bring Iqembu to come and sort shit out at a funeral? No, babes.
Yeah.
The most but I can do is married? Bring a friend of mine. Married. Here's the question.
Listen to this. Are you married to the eldest son or
it doesn't
the
matter, Chomi, for me. Okay, you can completely correct me here. Ne? So if I'm married a couple of months into it or a couple of years into it, maybe 2-3 years into it, I cannot bring Abonolu, Abokumuto, Abokos lady, Abomadaba to come and sew shit out for me. That is my PR. That is what I'm going to do, right? And then 18 years into it, however many years to it, I can bring as many people as I want because I need to get shit done. And I know shit will get done when I'm there.
Yeah,
so even if I hire help to wash the dishes, to do this, to do that, I've got my friends who do this and do that. But all I know is that shit will get done. And that is the whole point. Mm. So the point where I'm getting here is I do not want to get to a point where we are thinking that because 18 years from now, when you're married, Nolu, you think you can just chill and...
I'm here, I've arrived.
No. Pretty shit life, girl.
Guys, I've never seen her do anything.
Motherfucker.
Guys, I've never seen her do anything, ne? Like, literally, like, anything.
And really love. To be umakoti. Your man is so proud. You go home, you go into that little zozo that you guys are sleeping in, and you fuck. And he fucks you to say
guess
thank you.
Guess if you see, because Goku, my back is gone.
It's fine.
From the makoti duty. You're standing the whole day. Right. You're on the island pinned and say bedroom in.
But here's the thing I wanted to ask, guys. How do you guys feel about, you know, going home in December? Aya, Goku, aya, guys. Hey,
where aya?
Yo, Every Christmas is spent in Limpopo, Kopulukwane, Eastern Cape. How? When are we having our own family Christmas?
You know what you do? You know what you do?
What do you do?
You plan a family trip for your family. That's what you do. You
but what if my husband doesn't agree?
No. In July, you say it's a surprise. Surprise family trip. You are out. That's what you do.
But guys, those are non-negotiables.
Eventually, you need to get to a point where as much as you're obeying the family and doing your rightful makoti duties, you need to get to a point where you need to start building your own family with your children, with your husband. Yes. So
what I'm saying, it's not necessarily coming from his mom or his dad or whoever. It's just him.
Sometimes there are things that you've got to do. So, example, if you're going to... There are many Decembers in your marriage, right?
Yes.
Unless he kicks the bucket, which RIP to their beautiful soul. But say, you delegate. You know, you say, this December will be with my family. This December will be with your family. And the other December will be in our own family. Mm. So there's many Decembers to come. But you delegate, you know what I mean? Or you say, New Year, I'll spend with your family.
Yes.
King, Christmas will spend with whoever's family. Or Christmas will spend with our family. Because you see, Christmas is where everyone feels like they've got a piece of you.
Yeah. And then,
so your family thinks
those,
they've got a piece of
there
him.
There are those who say, Umama is alone ekhaya.
Yes.
Bring Umama to Joburg.
Yes. Mama, how are you?
No, guys, can I tell you something? Honestly, there's also, you obviously can interchange and say, okay, yes, like bring Umama to Joburg, bring Umama wherever. Let's go on holiday with Umama. I'm very open with
Umama. And guys,
I'm not going to Dubai to shake my ass in a song with your mother.
Oh.
No, very you open can
book
to that.
Mother another room.
Yes.
Get activities for mother. Mother has probably never seen a stripper in her life.
Your mom. Yeah, that.
But you know what, guys? One thing I also believe in is that at the end of the day, sometimes we cry. I understand some people are in situations where they are with their in-laws for longer.
yeah. periods, and mm-hmm. it's tougher. And now
people
you
who live yeah. with their live in-laws, with their in-laws. Well.
Yeah. Like it.
But then there's others where it's a visiting. Like sometimes you just need to wear your granny panties for that one
yes.
weekend.
Yes.
Place it
and
up.
Just do
be
it.
Good company to the family and move
no.
on.
And you guys are going
and
to
move
be,
on.
I believe Ori, when you're not staying with your in-laws, it's even easier to build. Yeah, the relationship.
Exactly.
Fella, problem is when you stay with someone, you get to see who they are. You get to see, oh, I flush the toilet, oh, I brush the toilet, oh, I eat. But when you don't stay there forever,
thank
you get
you.
Your own place. It gives your relationship a better chance of you being a favorite makoti, for lack of a better word. Well, understand.
Brace it up.
Oh, yeah,
Nolu,
no,
your last words on this
one? I'm not fun by favorite. I just want to be Nolu. Nolu guy one.
Hence I said people don't change.
And Tan Tlambi Zija Banda Slamba.
Kodwa nani nizwashe ke ningathi unolukhona ngeka mapapa wa mabhoto wa last week.
Mamelani guys, props to my mother-in-law ne. Dishe xa ndiphakama ndiyohlamba izitya athi hayi thi kwabantwana balight dishwasher.
Nabantwana izwa dishwashers guys.
Dishwasher. You're living in
a nika lokusigcokisa ngeyingubo nisigcokise ngama dishwasher guys. No, sigcokisa ngeyingubo njalo
mani samke. Okay, quick one guys. Quick one before we wrap up the episode. I want a show of hands, not a show of hands. I want you to point to the person you think is more likely to do this. I'm just going to ask three
okay.
questions.
Okay.
Between the three of us.
More likely to do this between
yes,
the three of
yes.
the four of us.
Who's more likely? Yes. So, Ghost Lady, I'll just narrate yours. Who is more likely to wake up at 11 o'clock at their mother's, at their mother-in-law's house?
Yeah, now I'm dating low.
At 11 o'clock? Me, I wake up
at 11 a.m., by the way. Who are you pointing at?
You.
Hey, Ghost Lady, who are you pointing
at? Nobabili.
No, pointed one.
11.
Pointed one.
Me.
Pointed one.
11.
Who?
Yeah, zero.
Who? Me.
Like, WhatsApp group. She's
who?
The first one
Tippy.
To be awake. She's the first.
Tippy is more like
yes. everybody.
They clearly don't.
I'm up.
Check out who checks out your status is very early.
Okay.
Oh, it's me.
Who is more like? It doesn't mean you're awake.
I'm
Tippy,
up.
Okay.
Tippy, what time are we talking this morning?
Laban.
5, ne?
No, we're talking early enough for you to be a day breaker.
Your show, guys, forget.
I actually wake up early than that. Okay, who is more likely to hufiela lebala in the morning?
Explain
at
that.
In-laws?
What is hufiela?
Lebala is ukega.
Ukega.
So
just clean the yard.
Nama paving, guys. We don't do that shit.
Mara ukega.
Tepi. Just sit up on my paper.
Who's more likely to hufiela ukega?
Tepi.
Ah, Tepi, long avu.
I'm dim, guys.
Does
nominate and nominate him.
You will.
More likely, this one.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Who is more likely to have sex in the...
Leave the question. And that's how we end the podcast for today. It was lovely to be with you. You were great.
Can we find out the question
don't
first?
Forget to like,
I need
follow,
the question.
And share.
I'm
the question.
Let's go. Bye-bye.
This is On The Table Podcast. On The Table Podcast.